You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It is just about the bottom of the hour, about 28 minutes to the top of the hour. My next guests are here to talk about the Alaska Design Forum happening this evening. Welcome, David Buckland, tonight's featured speaker.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for coming. And here with us is James Bibb, representing the Design Forums as an organization.
Yes.
James, before we start grilling David here about his work, would you tell our audience a bit about the Alaska Design Forum?
Well, the Alaska Design Forum has been holding events, lectures for the most part for well over 10 years that I know of around the state, basically in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. And we are able to bring in each year on a theme, bring in well-known international artists, designers into the communities to talk about their work. And this year's Polar Shift is our lecture series for the 2019, and we're talking about the impact of the changing climate and how design and art, including photography, reacts and sort of interfaces with that challenge.
What did you say the theme was this year?
Polar Shift.
Polar Shift. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, then David's a very appropriate person to talk to about this. You're an artist and the founder slash director of the Cape Farewell Project. So would you give us a bit of an overview of the project?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I was an artist, happily working away, and I started my artistic curiosity. I started working with oceanographers, and this is back in the day. This is 20 years ago. And they had a very, very clear understanding of climate change, and they were going, why is nobody listening to us? And part of the problem was, I mean, I personally love talking to scientists, but it's a pretty difficult language to pick up. So I thought, well, okay, is there a way of kind of involving the creative sector, you know, our writers, filmmakers, painters, sculptors, dancers, choreographers, and find a different way, get them embedded with the scientists and get them to come up with a different way of talking about climate change. So to do this, I chartered a schooner, a 100-year-old beautiful schooner, which had 20 berths on it. And we traveled north from Norway up to Spitsbergen, which was pretty much on the 80th north. And we had on board scientists and we had on board creatives, writers, sculptors. And they worked together. And then I thought that would be it. But since then, we've done 9 expeditions into the Arctic. Two of them have been with youth, so we have a big education program. And then the outcome of that is when they come back to their studios, or they come back to, you know, the filmmakers come back to their edit suites, is that they start crafting the material. And we had a big exhibition at the Natural History Museum, which then toured the world. We made a film for the BBC. We've made a film for Sundance. You know, so we found a different kind of language to talk about climate change that is people-friendly. You know, people can get excited about it rather than it being this kind of abstract kind of concept, which is really difficult to pick up. So the artworks that have come through have been fantastic and imaginative, and that's what I'll be talking about tonight. I'll be showing examples of the art and at the same time introducing some of the artists and showing some of the clips of the film.
Oh, how interesting. Could you say a little bit more about maybe one of the art pieces that you'll be discussing tonight?
Okay. Well, actually, we'll talk about is, and it's an odd one, but when whales get washed up and die on the coast of England, they're actually owned by the Queen. And we actually got the permission from the Queen to take one of these whales, and the artist completely deboned it and got the bone back into a skeleton. They then added the skeleton. They put crystals all over it, so it became like a jeweled piece. So it's a 25-foot sculpture, bejeweled with these lovely kind of quartz, kind of almost like diamonds all over it. And their imagination was that a glacier would hold a memory of a skeleton of a whale and throw it out, and it would be this beautiful object. So that's just one of them. But there are so many other things I could talk about. I mean, Ian McEwan was with us and eventually ended up writing a book, Solar, so it's a novel terms. Jonathan Dove actually made 2 operas. And then we had musicians like Jarvis Cocker and Katie Tunstall, Feist, all were up there with us and come out with pop songs. So,
wow.
Yeah. Great raft of material. All about climate change in one form or other.
Yeah, and back to the whale that you mentioned. What kind of whale was it?
It was a Ming. Sorry.
And how did it die?
Yeah. Oh, it's a minke whale. We don't know. When they die in England, they're usually lost, and then they just flounder. They get separated from the herd. So this one just rocked up on the beach. We do an autopsy on it, and it didn't seem to have anything wrong, and it was young. So I don't know what happened, but it just floundered on the beach.
You mentioned these expeditions into the Arctic. Where in the Arctic do you go, and what do you do when you go up there?
Well, when we went up from northern Norway to Spitsbergen, it's where all the magic of oceanography happens. It's where the Gulf Stream goes north, which is then becomes what they call the Norwegian Current, and it sinks, and that sinking drives the whole gyre of the oceanography and the planet, or at least in the Atlantic. That's difficult kind of understanding, but it's where it's important to visit. So we were conducting oceanography experiments from the boat at the same time informing the artists. And what the scientists thought first was that the artists would illustrate their kind of, like what I've just told you.
And like then, draw sketches,
yeah,
paintings,
might like
things
do
like
sketches
that.
Of, you know, but what happened is that the artists would absorb everything like sponges and then come up with completely different ways of thinking about the story. And I think the scientist initially went, oh, my God, that is such an interesting way of doing it. I mean, you know, Ian McEwan, when he wrote Solar, he published it. It took him about 5 years. You know, he got 10 minutes of primetime news television to talk about climate change. And the scientists would kill for that. But, you know, because he was talking about it, human scale, human activity with a narrative, then we managed to talk about climate change. You know, as I said, this is way back in the day. And now, thankfully, we all accept it. But we've now got to figure out, what are we going to do about it?
Yes, we all accept it. this project is in its 18th year. How has it changed over time?
I think about 8 years ago, we stopped going into the Arctic because whatever's happening in the Arctic, the changes, the glaciers melting, it's the same here in Alaska, is that it's the cause of it is our great lifestyles that we've evolved in our cities further south. So it became important for us to work with, you know, food, became important to us to work with health, air conditioning, kind of air quality levels, which is a big topic right now. I mean, there's another beautiful sculpture we've got out at the moment, Michael Pinsky's pollution pots, and they're 5 geodesic domes, and they're interconnected, and each dome contains the air of a very polluted city, like New Delhi or Beijing or London. And that's what the audience, it's immersive experience. So in a way, can we, further south, you know, in these big kind of urban cities, can we get the audience engaged and care about their own lives, and at the same time, hopefully protect the places further north, like Alaska and like, you know, the Greenland and other parts that we visited.
You've been doing this for a while now. Do you plan to continue?
Oh, it's continuing. I mean, it's not only just me, the mission, you know, the Cape Farewell Project will continue. And you can follow it on, you know, websites. It's very easy to follow. But, you know, climate change is not going to go away. And look at the weather systems that we're experiencing now. So it's not going to be a subject that disappears. So it's always going to be topical. And that's exciting. And artists always kind of find, you know, when they're part of their antennae is to look for the current changes in society, the new things that are happening. And I think this is one of the really big major things that are concerning so many people right now, is concerning so many people right now.
I'm speaking with David Buckland. He's the presenter tonight for Alaska Design Forum. That starts at 6 o'clock. It's here at 316 North in the KTOO studios. David, what do you hope that your talk will inspire in our listeners tonight? What do you want? What would you like to see them walk away with?
I was in Anchorage yesterday, and one of the questions were, you know, was like, are you optimistic? you know, you kind of go, oh, my God, you know, it's out of our control. The big weather systems, it's all going to be a disaster, and it's still difficult to get everybody on board. And so there's a sense of pessimism. And I think what I'm going to try and show is that we've got the technology to deal with it. We have the excitement. And, yeah, we can be optimistic about the future. That's what I would love to deliver.
And one thing reflected, I believe that that Cape Farewell project reflects that very well. There's a lot of hope and positivity coming out of the art and films and music that's being made, and not just with this project, but many others across the globe. So it gives me some hope.
Good. Lots of hope.
Good. Well, is there anything that either of you two would like to add about tonight's presentation or about Alaska Design Forum?
Well, I from James here, I just encourage you to come out. I looked at the parking lot and behind K2, and it's all plowed. So don't let the snow dissuade you.
Yes. And, the winter storm warning expires at 6 o'clock,
yeah,
and
perfect
this
timing.
Talk starts at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So it's no accident. Great. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Great, I mean, I thanks. Was just delighted to be here. I got this invitation from Alaska to come and visit, and I went, oh, wow. It's the only part of the Arctic I've never been to.
Really? So, yeah. So is this your first time in Alaska?
It's my first time in Alaska. I mean, I've done the Canadian, the Russian, Greenland, Spitsbergen, you know, but never, never Alaska. So.
Will you be spending some time here while you're...
Well, I've already been here about 6 days, seven days. Right. So I've been out with dogs, and I've watched ice hockey, you know, I've been a very good Alaskan.
The full experience. Well, I'm glad we could give you a warm welcome, David. All right. Have a great talk this evening. And thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.